An anonymous letter to big shoulders. Oh, narrow-footed tap dancers. You barbaric prophets, ripped out of context and tossed headfirst into the realm of desire. Eating the ring-ting-tingling tablets you find around every street sign or under any trash can, my heart is weary and can crushed. Imaginations of generations have been printed over by your gridded charisma. Your pseudo-perfection hangs over ancient beds like a dream weaver while philosophers sleep eternally. Your patriarchs of dogma draw us along a path to rapture with cheap tricks for milk and honey, so recklessly that meddlers and soothsayers are left tooth-chipped and fingernailless. So unapologetically that sinister gravestones are left to engage in platonic dialogues with unsympathetic oaks. So self-servingly that chefs become gluttons, cops become crooks, farmers become bombardiers, geniuses become unicorns, fools become sorcerers, words become truths, and everyone else cannot keep their faces on their skulls. Your existence is tragic. It leaves me lovelorn, throbbing, hopeless on the curb, moments after I transcended El Platform of Tears and entered euphoria. It stomps me into tearful loneliness with the cunning use of crowds. It picks me up and wipes the sweat from my brow before running off with my testicles. Yet, your sweet-talking mutes of unfriendly alleyways and 6-inch potholes keep my gut free from sorrow, put color in my vision. No butter or grease can stick a hunk of fat to my that which is like the sauce from your streets. There is no symphony more beautiful than the click-clacking, sweet, hair-whipping thunder of your roar. You are the pure aesthetic, dear friend. For in all calamity and fiddle-footing and what the fuck are you doing and bloodshed and self-fulfilled prophecies of prophecies and frigid February sufferings and hate lies time-tested tangible chaos, and it can be no other than chaos to bring joy to weary, can-crushed hearts, or understanding to imagination, or erections to old, drunken sailors, or essence to your being.